As the year ends, there's a little pressure to decide who you're going to be next. There's new goals, new intentions, new energy. But what if the most powerful thing you can do right now is not decide anything at all? What if this moment isn't asking you to leap forward, but to hold steady? In today's Mystical Minds, the final episode of 2025, we're talking about how to carry your energy forward without collapsing it, how to maintain coherence through transition, and why the frequency you leave this year with matters more than the plans you make for the new one. Because what you hold is what you bring. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, I'm an energy worker, I'm a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. And I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, because I forgot that line. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, and Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through my intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates, and sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello. What a wonderful, wonderful day. The last Monday of 2025, the dumpster fire year. That's what I've named it. This has been a year of transition, hasn't it? Wow. A lot of stuff has happened this year. It depends where you sit in the world and your thoughts and your environment. But for most, it was a dumpster fire. For a few, it wasn't too bad. And for a very tiny, tiny few, it was awesome. So it all depends who you are, where you're at, and your circumstances. I learned a lot this year. This year was not easy, not from the beginning of the year where I had to put my cat down, to the end of the year where my finances for school dried up, so I've had to put school on hold with just 1 year left. But I am convinced that as 2025 leaves, 2026, while it will be an interesting year, as it's a 1 year numerology wise, right? This past year, 2025, was a 9 year. Things were supposed to end. Situations, people, places, schooling, a lot of other things, they were supposed to leave us. They were supposed to close out. And in order for 2026 to open up as a number 1 year, which is for new beginnings. We cannot bring new things in when old things are still hanging around. So, this is why so many things have seemed to have happened. Now, one thing I know I'm doing in the new year is I'm going to be expanding the Mystical Minds community. It has been something I've been working on, but after, you know, working and schooling took up most of my time. But now I'm going to be expanding the Mystical Minds community, and I really hope you take a look at it and decide to join. There is a free version right now, and the other version is $25 a month. The $25 a month, you get a lot for $25 from me. When I have all my other plans in place, it's going to be rising to $44 a month, but if you lock in at the $25, that's what you stayed locked in at. You won't go up to $44. And the free version, I'm not exactly sure what I might do with that. I might ramp it up to $7 a month, because I always believe there needs to be an energy exchange, okay? in order for you to participate and really take ownership and wanting of something, you need to commit some type of energy to the transaction. And I've noticed that when people get things for free, they don't really commit to anything. It's, oh, it's free, so I'll get to it eventually. And then you never get to it. And what you're supposed to learn and grow with, you never learn and grow because it was free and you decided it wasn't priority. So those are things I'm thinking about. I just wanted to give you a heads up like I always do. There is something causing a lot of noise outside. And I'm hoping I didn't lose electricity and I don't know it. Because there's electric out all over the place. Here in Ohio, and I think Indiana, Michigan, and it's going to keep going east, we have an Arctic vortex blast thing coming through. And it's very windy. And power lines are being torn down all over the place. So I guess I better get going on this so that you guys can listen to this last episode of Mystical Minds and I can post it while I still have electric. Makes sense, doesn't it? All right, so card of the week. And of course, as usual, I forgot to get a deck of cards. So I better get something. Oh, there they all go. Oh, well. We're going to do Guides of the Hidden Realm. And let's see what this week brings us. All right, this last few days of 25 going into 2026. Well, whatever's happening outside is very disturbing to all the animals because they've all just left, all of them. And I can't see what's going on because of where I'm sitting. But this is actually really bothering me. So, you know, in true Alley form, I'm going to get up and look and not edit this out. Whoa. Where is that horrific noise coming? Can you guys hear the noise? Or is it just me? Oh, hey, there is a cat. Move, baby. Come on, Mama has to look. Because this is very loud and scared everybody else away. Oh. That's what it is. Well, I'm not sure how much longer our electric's gonna last. I just looked outside and I see lines down everywhere. So I gotta bust a move, kitten, and get this posted. All right, so let's choose a card. That's what all the noise is. All right. Lovely. 25 ends as chaotic as it began. All right, so for this week, guys, the card I am choosing is, what do we got here? This and that are true. We need to keep open-mindedness, perspective, nuance. It's okay, kitten. Oh, he's all scared. Nuance and complexity. Kitten, you're okay. Everyone's okay, honey. So we have to be open-minded this week. We have to remember that everything that we choose or do not choose is something from our own perspective, right? So you can be right, and so can somebody else on the same item. Because we choose right or wrong, yes or no, left or right, based on our perspective of something. And our perspective is usually because of the environment, all right? So keep an open-mindedness this week. Hey, hey, hey! Leave kitten alone! Wee One is the smallest cat in the house, and she is the most deadly. Her and Gandalf. So, nuance and complexity. Things might be a little complex. Maybe they might not be as black and white as we like, right? There might be a lot of gray going on. So keep open-mindedness, keep perspective, and let's close out 25 and open up 26 with grace, patience, and optimism. All right. Now, the mystical item of the week is the frequency tune-up. We won! I gotta stop this because I have to go yell. I'm not gonna have you guys hear me yet. All right, so back to where we were. The frequency tune-up is our mystical item of the week, all right? This isn't to change your energy. It's not to raise it. It's not to fix anything. It's just to bring it back into alignment. Okay, we spend holidays with family. It's very easy for our energy to get out of alignment. Now, a tune-up isn't about becoming somebody new. It's about clearing interference so that what's already true can come through cleanly. All right? As year ends, energy can get distorted by transition, anticipation, reflection, pressure to figure things out, and emotional residue from the year. And this year has brought a lot of emotional residue for all of us. This tune-up is a way to reset your signal without forcing movement. So one day per week, pause and ask yourself, what am I tuned to right now? Excuse me. I'll say it again. What am I tuned to right now? Notice without judgment. Is there some sort of urgency? Is there tension? Is there steadiness? Is there calm? Is there pain? Is there anxiety? Is there happiness? What is it that you're tuned into right now? And then, once you figure that out, ask yourself, what frequency feels most like me when I'm grounded? And this is an intuitive feel, okay? You don't have to go look anything up and get the exact hertz right, okay? You tune into the frequency. You can talk about this to yourself. When do I feel grounded? Is it when I am having a calm type of frequency, a happy type of frequency? Is it when, you're present in the now? What kind of frequency feels most like you when you're grounded? All right. Once you figure that out as well, you can take one slow breath and imagine adjusting an inner dial within you just slightly back toward whatever state that is. Okay. You're not changing the station, so to speak. You're reducing static. That's what I'm looking for. You're reducing static. And that's it. There's no outcome. There's no intention setting. There's no pushing. Just bringing your energy back into coherence. And this tune-up keeps your signal clear as you move out of one year and into the next. So whatever unfolds next meets you where you actually are. All right? Okay. We've been conditioned to believe that endings demand conclusions, right? At the end of the year, we're told to evaluate, to judge, to categorize, to decide what has worked and what has, well, in our minds, failed. And then immediately define what we're doing next. But energetically, endings are not decision points. They are integration points. When a cycle completes, the nervous system is still absorbing. It's absorbing our energy shifts, our emotional recalibration, our new boundaries, our altered desires, our changes in self-trust. Clarity does not arrive on command. It arrives after integration has settled. When people force decisions at the end of the cycle, those decisions are often driven by fear of stagnation, discomfort with uncertainty, comparison, external pressure, and maybe the illusion that momentum must be physical. Nope, must be visible. But the universe does not rush clarity. It allows it to land. This is why so many New Year resolutions feel hollow by mid-January. They were made before coherence was complete. So, you don't need the answers right now, and you need space for what has already changed to finish stabilizing. Holding the frequency is not about staying positive. It's not about maintaining a high vibration, and it's not about effort. Holding the frequency means continuality of an internal state. It's the energetic practice of responding instead of reacting, staying regulated under transition, not abandoning yourself when structure shifts, maintaining alignment without external validation. Frequency is how you move through your life, not what you say you want. Aha. You can change circumstances quickly, but frequency only changes through repetition and embodiment. When you hold a certain frequency, you don't spiral when signs go quiet. You don't rush clarity. You don't abandon rest. You don't revert to urgency. You trust that what you've integrated does not disappear just because the calendar changes. This is where manifestation becomes sustainable. Many people feel unsettled in early January, not because something is wrong, but because they unintentionally drop their frequency. Common January disruptions include forcing motivation before it's organic, abandoning rest way too quickly, overplanning to avoid uncertainty, comparing timelines, interpreting quiet as failure. This can create energetic whiplash. The nervous system goes from pause to pressure to integration to acceleration. And when that happens, people disconnect from the very alignment they work to build. January is not meant to feel explosive, it's meant to feel steady. The more gently you move, the more coherent your signal remains. Right? This part of the podcast reframes January as continuation, not a restart, embodiment, not reinvention, stabilization, not sprint. That shift alone prevents burnout and self-sabotage. The magnetic model we've been talking about all of December is not just a December practice. It's a way of operating. As you move into the next cycle, the model remains intact when you prioritize emotional steadiness, nervous system regulation, identify coherence, and aligned action instead of compulsive effort. Magnetism is not intensity, it is consistency. The universe responds more reliably to calm signals, stable identity, and sustainable pacing than it ever does to urgency, pressure, or panic. You don't need to do more in 2026. You need to stay aligned longer. That is how manifestations hold. That is how opportunities stabilize. That is how desire stops feeling like a chase. This segment locks the framework into daily life. The most powerful way to enter a new cycle is not with certainty, but with availability. Availability means openness without grasping, curiosity without pressure, responsiveness without over-planning. You don't need the full vision. You don't need the whole map. You don't need to know the ending. You only need coherence between who you are now, what your energy can sustain, how you move through uncertainty. When you allow the next cycle to reveal itself, you stop forcing timelines and you start cooperating with intelligence. This is where manifestation becomes relational instead of performative. Now, your soul work for the week, this last week of 25, beginning of 26. 1, notice what no longer takes effort. What feels easier than it used to? I know there's something, and that's integration, okay? 2, identify one energy you're committed to maintaining. It's not a goal, but it's a state. What do you want to maintain this year? In 26, calm, trust, openness, groundedness. And 3, practice non-acceleration. For the next couple of days, resist the urge to rush into next. Let coherence lead. All right. This year didn't ask you to become someone new. It asked you to become more coherent, more steady, more regulated, more honest about what you can hold, more aligned with your true pace. As 2025 closes, please remember, you do not lose what you've already integrated, you carry it forward. And as we move into 2026, Mystical Minds will not be about chasing transformation, but working with it intelligently, gently, and in partnership with your energy. Stay steady, stay present, and trust what you've built. And that's a wrap on this episode of Mystical Minds, the last one of 2025. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. And if you loved what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, please join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And if you walk the metaphysical path and you would love to share your wisdom on this podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive healer, or just somebody with a wild spiritual story, I'd love to hear from you for 2026. Don't forget, you can book a reading with me or a soul session at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. And until next time, when we start season number 2, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.